Praise the Lord. Today was my time to share. I didn't pick many young people. I said, Lord, have mercy on me. So, and we're going in the week of, we're still in the week of increase of Christ. But this time, last 2 weeks was one of the how to be on one accord. Then the week after is how to grow in life. And this week we are looking at God's building. You know? About God's building. And the outline was, let me see the outline. In day one, we're going to read the verses. We'll go over to the verses straight from the Bible. It's in Ephesians 3:10. Ephesians 3:10 says, have it, right? Ephesians 3:10 says, in day one, in order that now to the rulers and the authorities and the heavenly, the Amen. And day two, we can go to day two to read the other verses. It says 1 Peter 2:5. 1 Peter 2:5.
You yourself also, as living sons, are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
And then 1 Peter 2:9.
But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people acquired for our possession, so that you may tell out the virtues of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light.
And the verse in day three, the verses in day three, is Matthew 28:19-20.
Go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you.
And behold,
I am with you all the days unto the consummation of the age.
Okay, let's go to day four and read the verses in Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16.
By holding the truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things, who is the head, Christ, all the body, being joined together and being in together, through every joint of the grace of life, and through the operation in the measure of each one part, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
And day five, John chapter 2, verse 19.
Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up.
And in John 2, chapter, verse 21 and 22, he said,
but he spoke of the temple of his body, when therefore he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken.
Okay, day six, verses in John, chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 25.
Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he believes to die, shall live.
John 14, verse 2.
In my Father's house are many abodes. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you.
Amen.
And day two, actually, this is marvelous, which is really seems very marvelous. You know, reading this week about God's building. Actually, when it says in Ephesians, in order now to rule with authority in heaven, this the multiplicity of wisdom of God might be known to the church. Now, this is in the Lord already planned this from 25 to 20 future, this plan, building the church. So his window will be known to the church, to all the authorities, in the heavens, also on the earth. Now, but the biggest prophecy that really amazes me is when, in Matthew 16:18, when he says, telling Peter, I will build my church, right, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. Right. See, basically all the New Testament, the main theme of the New Testament is basically Christ and the church. But here what is the Lord is showing us is that he will build his church. Now, in Christianity, when I grew up as a Catholic Christian, I knew about Jesus. I actually knew that Jesus was my Savior. You know, my parents taught me that, right? But really, I never saw the vision of the church, because the vision of Christ is one thing, and the vision of Christ is another. The vision of the church is another one. But actually, when I came to the ministry, I realized that they are together. Can't separate the vision of Christ and the vision of the church. But I believe more Christians like me, from my experience, I always was just content with, okay, I'm saved now. When I remember I was saved 20 years ago, I'm saved, I'm okay now. Jesus loved me, I'll be okay. But actually, from my experience, when I came here, I realized that the Lord, that God has three desires, three big desires. One is his desire is that the old man to be saved. That's one of his desires. Mm-hmm. Now, his second desire is that all men come to the full knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. That's his second desire. But there is another desire bigger than the universe, which is he desires to build his church.
Amen.
As one body, oneness.
Right.
So this is what really touched me this week. And really was very touched with this, because the Lord said, I will build my church. So the Lord actually is the one building the church. I thought to build the church myself for being good, but actually now it's him building. He said very clear, he said, I will build my church. So he is the one building the church, of course, through us. It's through us, it's every one of us. And now the only thing that says, if you look at what he says, it says first, and the gates of Hades will not rise up. Now, it's not saying that we're not going to have problems. No, the gates of Hades will not rise up. And this gates of Hades is referring to basically the distraction, the problems that we go through, right? So, the Lord's going to build his church. But the distraction and all these things that the world brings us, temptations and all these things, is what is actually is making, is fighting against God's purpose, right? But it's so good that the Lord is showing us all the things this week, that he will build it, no matter what. No matter what troubles and problems will be, it will be built. See, the Lord needs a habitation. He needs a place to live. He needs a house of God. And the house of God is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth. Now, the pillar is the structure, and the base is the foundation. Together could stand. Only together could stand. We can't separate. For many years, I was just satisfied with being saved. But I couldn't never change. And I didn't understand why I didn't change. Because I never came to the full knowledge of the truth.
Right.
The truth is a person. It's Jesus. It's Jesus, the person, it's true. And so when I came to realize that I need to know the Lord, my Lord, who saved me, then my life started changing. It started being things in a different way. You know, that's why he gave these five gifts. Give the gifts of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, shepherds and teachers, for the building up, for the perfecting of the saints. right? And for the building up of the church, we have a function. Everybody has a function, right? There have to be evangelists too. Because he decided to all men to be saved, they have to be evangelists.
Right.
That's what it is. For the perfecting, you know, for the all to come into full knowledge of the truth, there has to be some function of the teachers and shepherds. And also the apostle has a function of opening the churches and forming the churches. And the prophets, which will be in a few more minutes, you will prophesy. So all these five gifts is needed in the church, all these functions for the building up of the body of Christ. And this is, okay, this big prophecy of the church, of the prophecy of how to build the church, is not yet fulfilled. We are in the way, this in day week, day five and six, talking about the resurrection, right? So the church is in resurrection right now. So the church is actually being built, you know, but the Lord wants to fulfill this prophecy. It's one of the biggest prophecies that sometimes, you know, we neglect about this, we take for granted, but he will build the church. And now, I just wanted to share something with you. Okay, so now we can everybody to share. You can all function now.
Right.
You know, now is your term as prophets, prophesy. So you have 2 minutes to prophesy and praise the Lord for this message. This week.
I just wanted to share a little bit. It's just this whole week we're covering a matter of building up his church, and like what Brother Sergio was mentioning, like he wants to save people. He wants all men to be saved. He wants all men to come to the full knowledge of the truth. And then the greatest one is perhaps, and the one that we haven't really seen yet, really on the earth, is his church being built up. He said in Matthew 16:18, I will build my church. And that is the greatest prophecy in the whole Bible. But yet, if we look around us, how has the church really been built up? Maybe the situation may be that all over the earth, there are scattered Christians. And they're individual, and maybe they meet in a congregation, but they're still individualistic and independent. But what God really needs is the building. He needs the church being built up. And I think this is really hard. Even as I'm saying this, this is so hard to speak on because as I consider my situation, yes, I have Christ's life in me. Yes, I am once a sinner, but now a child of God, and I'm born of God, and I have his life, and surely his blood cleanses me, he washes me. But as I consider, where am I in relation to the built-up church? Or where am I in relation to the body of Christ? And I realize, yes, I'm a member of the body of Christ, but I need to grow. I need to have Christ to grow in me. And I need Christ to spread in me, and I need Christ to be built into me. Otherwise, I'm here as a believer. I love the Lord and I love his word, but there needs to be something more. I just give myself to be part of the church being built up. So it's not just me, it's not just my own personal growth. It's not each of our own personal growth, but we want to be part of the church being built up.
Right.
And this is a matter not just beyond us, beyond our own region, beyond our own city, but something all over the earth,
right,
across all the continents.
Right.
God must have his house being built up.
Amen.
And the Lord must have his body being built up.
Right.
So, I don't know, I just give myself to have this corporate view, to have his church being built up. This must happen. And the Lord says, I will build my church.
Right.
So it will happen. He will build his church,
right,
all over the entire earth.
Amen.
So the title today is The Increase of Christ for the building up of the church. And so there are two sections. So how does this happen? So in Roman numeral 5 in the outline, it has some words. It has increase. So we know this whole morning revival was on the increase of Christ. So the element of Christ needs to increase in us. He needs to increase in us.
Right.
So how does that happen? So in the Roman numeral 5, there are the words increase, growth and building. So put this picture in your mind, and then we'll read, I'll just quickly read a couple of verses. Put this picture in your mind. We're an organism. We're an organism. So how do we get built up? Right? How do we come to the stature, to the measure of the stature of the fullness? How? By first we eat. We have to eat. That's the life supply. Then what happens? Then we digest. And then we assimilate. So that's the process. And then the element gets constituted into our being. So our cells just take this element that's distributed, conveyed by our blood, in our blood, and they build new cells. And the old cells are discharged. That's how the... So Shepherd has two young ones, and they're getting higher and higher and higher, and they're getting more and more stature. It's because they're in this process. So let's read Ephesians 4, 15 and 16 real quick, and then we'll do 1 Peter 2. So 4:15 and 4:16. And I want you to point to watch this organic process. It's right here. Well, look at this. But holding
love, we may grow up into all
Stop right there. So it says, we may grow up into Him. There's the growing. Now let's read 16. From whom
all lives, being born dead, and being made together, through that we join of the race of life, and through the operation in the measure of each one heart, causes the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
This verse is full of this organic process, right? It says, out from whom? That's the circulation, out from the head, the circulation.
Right.
Then being joined together and knit together through every joint of the rich supply. This is like our body, right? We have joints, we have parts, and the circulation is through all these parts. And then look at, so the rich supply. This is all the element of Christ being brought to us, being constituted into us through the operation and the measure. In the operation, in the measure of each one part.
Right.
Now, how about that? Causes the growth. There's the growth of the body unto the building up of itself in love.
Amen.
Now, go to 1 Peter 2. This is now, that's it. So, in 1 Peter 2, we have the same thing. Look at, so we had 1 Peter 2, 5. It's in our Holy Revival. So it says, you yourself... Also,
as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house into a holy priesthood, to offer our spiritual sacrifices to the Lord God through Jesus Christ.
So there's a key word, as living stones. We're not just rocks out there in the wall. We're living stones. That means living. Okay, being built up.
Yes.
Now go back to verse 2 and 3. Here's the eating and the digesting and the assimilating. Look at this. Read 2 and 3.
As newborn babes long for the guileless milk of the word, in order that by it you may grow unto salvation, if you have tasted that the Lord is good.
So we, as a church, is built by our eating,
right.
Our eating of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Can we get, you know, for ding me. At 2 minutes, you got to ding me. I really enjoyed what you were sharing, because this is practically, when you hear, like, okay, building up, like, how do you build this mystical church? It's like, it doesn't really make sense in our mind, because it's not something that we can build in our mind. And the same, even like with the church and the scatterer, you know, we can't run a church like a business. Because once you run the church like a business, it's no longer organic. I love that word that he used, or Tom used. It's an organic building. So,
the best way is to be with other Christians. And again, I like the verses that Brother Tom mentioned, right? Those verses in Ephesians, because we're being built up and knit together. And a practical way to do this in our daily lives is to be with other Christians. You know, get into the homes. If we just read our Bibles by ourselves, then there's not much building going on. God is increasing in you, which is good. But there needs to be some built up together, right?
I need to get built up with Sam. I need to get built up. This is what's going on. Is when God is being added to us, and when we're fellowship with each other, Sam shares something with me that he likes about the Bible and the Word. Something is going on. There's a little flow. What's God in him is flowing into me, and what is in me is going into him. So this is practically how the church is being built up. And so this is why we like to get into homes. In the homes, we like to feed each other. Even in the homes, sometimes we maybe get a little perfecting. Maybe you like share something, and then maybe it's like, maybe not quite on point, but also being built up. Because if we just are loosey-goosey with everything we're saying, we think everything is right, then, you know, this is also not being built up, because there is a particular word in the Bible, and we have to follow this. So this is what's going on when we meet with each other. We're feeding each other, we're perfecting each other, helping each other share. Like, this is part of God's building this morning. We're actually doing God's building this morning. So practically, this organic building is really just us meeting together, sharing with each other, and helping each other enjoy the Lord.
I'd like to give you an example. Like, when we learn in church, to building up the church, so you will need a great deal of communication and building up together. Okay, so I can give you an example how I use it in the work. Like, 2 weeks ago, we had a meeting. So the clinical team and I, programmer, and we have the programmer in India, in the Bangalore, India. So on a meeting, the clinical team and we cannot understand each other. So she said, "Sorry, I cannot understand you." And the team in the Bangalore is working hard, try to produce the listings they want, but it's just frustrating every side. I can understand, because clinical team says, "I need data to show how safe the drug is. Mm-hmm. I want the bilirubin, you know, wherever it's big, show up. And I'm the leader. But my boss told me, your primary job is not this. You only help them pass through." And the team in the Bangalore is doing the actual job. Mm-hmm. So they're using a database to produce. Okay. So we had an issue here. So, the clinician was frustrated, feeling very stressed. So I came to the Lord, and I sat with the Bangalore team. We have problem. 5 sentences, I can only understand one. So I'm my type. For example, this patient has this set of the data, listed. Not listed. Further than that, Friday morning, I got up early, and I'm an the Bangalore team. So we do it again. And so, you know, all these efforts putting in the communication is to build up a team. Mm-hmm. It not end up saying, "Hey, you didn't give me what I need," and then you're crying because I don't understand you. So we build up here. So finally, the past of Friday, you know, I finally seen the system, the something that a clinical team can use. Mm-hmm. So we need the skills to learn how to build up.
Yeah.
We need the Jesus power to build up the team.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord that God created everything in just a few days, right? In the first two chapters, of Genesis, the creation was over. But all through the Bible, there's something else going on. And in the book of Genesis, we have all the materials that were presented there, right? In the garden, there were a lot of things, but none of them were built up. They were created. Mm-hmm. And we see the materials. We see gold, bdellium, precious stones. And they were all there in the rock. But at the end of the Bible, in Revelation, we see a city built with all of those materials. And from chapter 3 to the end of the Bible, what's going on is building. And how does God do His building? He builds Himself in us, and He builds us into Himself. And this is something that happened when the Lord Jesus came to the earth. He came to mingle Himself with man.
Yeah.
And the important word this week for me was the mingling. That I realized that God is being mingled with me.
Amen.
And I'm being mingled with Him.
Amen.
And now I can be mingled with all the other believers of all you and me.
Right.
And that's the real building. And that's what takes the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
All through the whole Bible, everything we're doing is being mingled with God so that we can be mingled with one another, which is being built with each other.
Amen.
And so that's the hardest part, because last year we learned that we have to decrease so that He can increase.
Amen.
So we have to diminish and He has to increase so that this building can take place.
Amen.
Without God being built in me, there's no way I can be built with anyone.
Yeah.
Right? Because I always want to do everything my way.
Yeah.
But
right.
God wants a building, and we can see it in the book of Revelation.
Right.
So we need to be saturated with Him so that this building can take place. Because we're all just a little part of that building.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Christ building himself in us. I don't think God increased our price for God's building. Christ increased the need for God's building.
Amen.
Of course, the number of churches for different is the increase of Christ in the believer. And this increase is their hope in life. I also enjoy in the faith. The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not building a heavenly mansion. On the contrary, by the Spirit and through His death and resurrection, He is building an organism, which is the Church, which is His body, and is also the Father's house. This house is composed of the mingling of the Triune God with His chosen and redeemed people. And since may we all be nourished with the truth concerning the mingling of God with us to produce a mutual dwelling place.
Amen.
And pray, man, for the increase of Christ for the building up of the church.
Amen.
I actually grew up in high school. I grew up in a Methodist denomination. And then when I went to college, I mingled with many other Christians in my classes in college. And I did graduate from my school too, about over 10 years ago with my MBA. But I never heard this verse, you know, that the greatest prophecy in the Bible is in Matthew 18:18, I will build my church. And I just want to mention two points that really are touching is in point number 2 and B. The central and divine thought of the scriptures is that God desires a building. That is the mingling of Himself with humanity. Such a building in God's house is a divine thing. And then in in the same point too, it says, the principle of God's building is that God builds Himself in Christ into man, and builds man into Himself. You know, God's building work in us is through Christ, and with Christ as the material, as the element. You know, that's what I just want to share with you. Because I never heard this when I was in the Methodist denomination. I heard, like, I think a brother shared that Christ wants to be the Savior and you need to be saved. And for a very long time, even for college, and talking, you know, fellowship with other Christians on campus, I always had the concept of the church in the physical world. Not until I came onto this
ministry. So, this past week, I've been reading the book of John, and I really was touched by the matter of eating. And He said, for my flesh is true food and my blood is true drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in him and I in him. So to abide with the Lord is just a matter of eating. And like, I really like eating. Like, so coming to the Lord and just eating of him is actually something so enjoyable and simple. You don't have to do any like religious rituals or anything, but just to come to him and read his word.
Amen. That's right.
I went to a Robert too. So how many of you are taking classes and reading campus? No? Okay. So well, about a certain number of years ago, okay, I went there, and you know, the whole reading campus was a huge parking lot. So, you know, I graduated from Rutgers, but when I see people, I would not say I belong to Rutgers. But, you know, instead of like, we Christians, many times, you know, when people, we meet people, we told them, oh, I'm a Christian. So when we talk about this God's building, I think that, you know, so often we would be confused by what it means. So Rutgers buildings, well, I hope that they will not be gone in 15 years. So, you know, when I think about Rutgers, it's like, oh, living on campus, there are so many, you know, buildings here. But actually, I think that the church building is different because, you know, if we look at this Matthew 16:18, if we go back to Matthew 16:16, actually when in these few verses, Jesus actually was talking to Peter.
Right.
And the meaning of Peter is actually rock. So God called a rock, or God called Peter. I think God called Peter, but Peter, his meaning is also, you know, rock, right? So actually, you know, he wants to use his resurrection life to build us together to bring others down there. So yes, you know, this is a physical building, but actually, you know, we are not built by the physical building. We are actually built by the resurrection life. So just like I heard that Peter knows a lot about cars. So, you know, yes, you have a lot of parts of the car, right? But what leads it to rot is the gasoline, right? So, you know, we are like, we are not physical parts, but we are like gasoline. And some people, they have a lot of talent, and they are full of gasoline. They can run a meeting for 2 hours. But we all have a little bit of gasoline. We can also, you know, we can also participate. We can also contribute. And that's the way to build a church.
God chose us before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
And he called us in a certain time. So the brother Helen got baptized that day, right? That day God called you. But you were chosen by God before the foundation of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So we are in this process. You know, we are not just being saved. To be a Christian,
right.
We still need to move on.
Right.
Our spirit got regenerated. Our mind needs to be renewed day by day.
Right.
One day our body will be to be redeemed. Yes. This is the whole process. And today we are, you know, every day we are experiencing the renewing the mind.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when our mind set on the spirit, we feel peace. That's how we get, you know, we have the
you know, God's life in us. When we set our mind on a flesh, we feel dead. We don't feel life. So in daily life, we just need to come to the Lord and enjoy His Word by eating and drinking of Him. And our mind, just spontaneously, will be renewed. And we will feel peaceful. We feel joy. You know, all we will overcome all the bad situations. So this morning we sing this song, The Power of the Blood. You know, on one hand, you know, we can, in our daily life, we can apply this blood. Then we over, this power is so powerful. But on the other hand, we need to come to the Word, Word of God. To read the Bible, enjoy the Word, with the saints, like John said. When we meet with the saints, we are not doing some religious duty. We are eating the Lord with the saints. When you eat alone, you don't feel good. But when you're eating with the saints, you feel so much better. And in this way, we're eating Him, we mingle with Him, we digest Him, and His elements just constitute in us day by day. And that's how we grow. We grow up in Him and we become His building. And we are in the process of just building up. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I should be reminded again and again by the ministry that we are here not for religious duty. We are here for God's building.
Yeah,
and actually the building is not a physical house. The building is mingling. It's God mingled with man. So, like a brother said, just now, we have this life in us. But many times, I just put God to mingle with this life. Mingle with his life. I was so touched by our brother is sharing this message. He said, even through my ministry, I have not been able to have anyone to mingle with Christ more and more. My ministry is a complete failure. The success of a ministry is in ministering Christ into people and helping them to mingle with Christ. So when I look back, yesterday I went to see a doctor for an eye exam. So before the eye exam, I didn't pray. During the eye exam, I totally forgot I'm to mingle with God. So when I came back, I look at my day. I was telling the Lord, what happened to me? I totally forget you're with me, but I totally forget you. I didn't even pray with you, talk with you, fellowship with you. I just went to the vision center and get the eye exam, but totally like an unstable person. Oh Lord Jesus, so this week's message really reminded me to have more mingling with God. If we have more mingling, we have more beauty. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 This week I was very touched by some words and saying, I want to read some of it. And it says, our living as Christians is simply a matter of the changing of death into life for the building up of the mystical body of Christ. The initial Christian life consists of two matters, changing death into life and building up the mystical body of Christ. This is a proper, genuine, and that concludes Christian life.
Amen.
There is no third atom ever Christian life. Now we are in this building by our daily living. And our daily living is a matter of changing water in wine. Before I read this word, maybe I heard something like this in a spiritual book, but I have there is no really realization that without Christ, our life is full of death, and we should experience Christ as a life.
Yeah.
The life can change the oh Lord Jesus, from the water into wine.
Yeah.
Oh Lord Jesus, every day I live a life the same, just to cook and learn English. One day like this, one week like this. There's new things in my life, I think. And we have Christ in our life.
Yeah.
I think it's not easy for us to experience Christ like this. Brother Ron said something. Over here, there need to be things who at our cost can testify of the Lord into their death and to life.
Amen.
And that is for the building up of the house of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to hear my two cents as on the placenta on the bottom. What does that mean, building up the church? I'm a very single person, so when I think about this matter of building up the church, it's just like spend time with God and with the saints. What I mean is, I see even if you get married, you have kids. It doesn't mean you have a healthy family. Even you have the same life. But if you don't spend time together, that's still another healthy family. Because I see a lot of family that parents had to survive, had to make a living. So they never spend time with their kids. Although they provide a lot of outwardly things. The kids never feel that, you know, they are close to their parents. Even they have the same life, right? The kids has the parents' life. But emotionally, they never really appreciate what kind of family that is. And I see a lot of dysfunctional family like that. But the thing is, it's the same thing in our church life. If we don't spend time with our Lord, we are not building up with our God. But if we don't spend time with our saints, then we are not building up each other. For example, these two brothers sitting there, I saw them twice, but I never know their name. Am I building up with them? Not yet. And then how I can build up with them? At least I know their name. At least I know their condition. At least I care about them. That in my mind, in my heart, I really know them that, okay, they are the rockers, and I've been spending time with them. That means building up with them. If we just come and read it, but we don't know what's the condition of our saints, where they went through. Are they have difficulties struggling with the study? Are they have some relationship problem? If we don't know about them at all, we are not building up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if we never spend time with them, we are not building up. Okay? It doesn't matter you read Bible with them, that is great. You going out eating good with them, that is even fantastic. And you invite them to your house, that's even better. So all I'm saying is, building up is a very easy way. But you have to give yourself to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, your time,
yeah.
Your effort,
yeah.
To build up each other. So if we just talk, if we all know this great message, but we never really experience this,
yeah.
Then we never build up. So it's a very simple way to build up. Just you have to put yourself out there to care your brother and sister in a very practical way. Like, you know, you do care. Whether you care or not, people know whether you care or not. Alright? So I think build up the church is a very practical way. It's a very healthy way. The church life can be very healthy if everybody, you know, doing things according to your how your spirit feels. Then we will be built up. It's not just talking about building up.
Sure.
Really doing building up.
Yeah.
You know, you set out a foundation, you have all the building coming up. If you never set a foundation, your building will not ever come up. You never see the day the building will come up.
Right.
I'm just like I'm not just you know, I'm trying to encourage myself to that I have to do this way. You know, I really know how to care for brothers and sisters. I really, you know, not just in the prayer, but really, you know, go out there and then mingle with brothers and sisters.
So it sounds like you guys just got an invite to my mother-in-law's house for some steak. I'll make sure to arrange that. She'll get to know you, and I'll get to have a good steak.
You know, I really appreciate this week's portion. I feel like it really poses a question. As a believer, as a Christian, what is your responsibility? What is your duty? What are we doing here? Right? Is it we just receive the life of our Savior and one day we're just wishing to go to heaven? But if you look into the Bible, and I think this is pointed out it again and again, the greatest prophecy, you could say, what is deep within God's heart today concerns the church. And specifically, it talks about the building up of the church. Because we could say, actually, the church today is not completed. Because if it were, then the Lord will be back again. Right? And so, our responsibility, our duty as believers today has everything to do with the building up of the church.
Amen.
And so all these verses that we went through, I appreciate them very much. And I just want to add another set. When I was reading these verses, I was so excited. I hope you get the same excitement. This is in Ephesians. Ephesians. We're getting into the book of Ephesians. Get ready. Ephesians 2:21 and 22. And this is really speaking about the church. And how does it present the church? It says, in whom? All the building. You know what's all the building? That's you and I. We're all part of this building. All the building. Being fitted together. We're being fitted together. Is growing. Okay, I'm going to stop there. Is growing. Have you ever seen a physical building that grows? No, I appreciated our sister sharing. Today, to see that the church is not a physical building, that's a marvelous truth in the Bible. The church is God's building. And this building is growing. What does growing mean? That means there's life. It's organic. Wow! And the other set of verses, it really touches our responsibility as you and I, because the church is something corporate. But when we come down to it, you know, all of us, we have a certain part in this building. And it's pointed out again in Ephesians 4:15 and 16. But holding to truth in love, we may grow up into Him in all things. I really appreciated these two phrases. Number one, we need to hold to truth and love. Like our sister Mia who shared previously, you know, in the church, there's a lot of doctrine, there's a lot of teachings, but if we don't hold on to these things, if we don't make this our living, there's no way for us to grow. And, you know, she used the example of meeting together, spending time with one another. And this week, you know, something that, that I appreciated that was very real, was the truth about, it's really two aspects. Number one is about husbands needing to love their wives. This is the truth in the Bible, right? And then the other one is actually in Galatians 2:20. It says that we've been crucified with Him. And so we might know these verses, but if I'm not one who lives out a life that's been crucified, right, with Christ on the cross, then I find myself, there's an impossibility of loving my wife. Meaning that, okay, for me to love my wife, I need to deny myself. And a lot of times in our interaction with one another, she might say something or do something, and there's a certain reaction, right? And I could take that verse in a very outward way, in the sense that, oh, I need to remember to love my wife, love my wife, love my wife. But actually, that doesn't work. It's just like, oh, I need to be patient. I need to be patient. I'm patient. And then John does something. I'm like, oh, John, how come you know? And then there's a reaction. But actually, you know what we need to do is that we need to enjoy the Lord.
Yeah.
We need to, like our brother Tom mentioned, right? We need to enjoy the guileless milk of the Word. And as we're enjoying the Lord, actually, you realize something is happening. This is the second part, that we're growing up into this person. We're growing up into Christ as a spirit. And so now, He becomes our real person living out from us. And so, God, He is patient. He is full of love. He is full of forbearance. He's the real husband, right? He's the one who is able to love my wife. And so my need today is that I need to hold to truth and love and to grow up into Christ as my head, as my real person. And in this way, if all of us were doing this, right, the last part of this verse says, actually there's a lot, but I don't have time to get into it. There's the growth of the body, because Christ, He is entering into our mind, emotion, and will. He is changing the way we think, the way we feel, the way the ability to choose. He is making His home in our hearts, right? And in thus, in this way, then the body can be built up. This is not something outward, but this is something very intrinsic, and this is something that takes actually our entire lifetime, right? So I just appreciate it. Hallelujah! We're in the building today, and this building is growing, but this requires all of us to what? To grow up into Him in all things, right? Every aspect in our living, we need to grow into Christ.
Amen. What my brother said, as he said, what he was describing was more intrinsic. But I want to argue from the outside perspective. So, if you guys want to turn with me to Matthew 28:18. The verse says, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age.
Right.
So Jesus is saying, he has just risen from the dead, saying that He has been given all power that can ever be conceived,
right.
You know, and He's commanding us to go out. When I think of the growing of the church, I think more of like the expansion of the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really easy as Christians sometimes to just, you know, come to Sundays and stay, you know, within our circle of believers.
Mm-hmm.
But God commands us to go out and make disciples of people.
Right.
And because Jesus said that the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost. That's what He has commanded us to do, to go and spread His word.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's, you know, it's really easy to just sit back in these chairs and be comfortable.
Right.
But we have to get out of our comfort zone,
right,
and expand the church.
Okay.
And then as we take in more and more, and as people become more and more believers, that's when the church really begins to grow. And that's when, you know, that's when we
praise
God. Amen. Otherwise, we all have to be evangelists.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother, what's your name? Daniel. Praise the Lord. I think I really enjoyed everyone sharing, especially Daniel sharing, you know, adds something we missed this morning. If we look at our day three verses, actually it's Matthew 28:19-20.
Right.
We
for the past few weeks, actually we talk about the increase of Christ. The increase of Christ, actually there are two aspects.
Yeah.
One is the increase in the numbers, and the other is increase as growth of life. So I really amen Daniel's sharing. We really need to disciple all nations,
yeah.
know how to preach the gospel. And you know, I think whether you are wondering this, you know, sometimes, you know, especially when I just become a Christian, I always have this wondering why Jesus Christ haven't come back for less than that long, right? This morning we know more than 2,000 years ago, he came for the first time, and before he left, he let us know he will return. But more than 2,000 years passed, he haven't come back yet. But this morning, I think it's very clear, because there is a greatest prophecy not being fulfilled yet, right? That's according to Matthew 16:18. And what is that Matthew 16:18 referring about? It's actually in Ephesians chapter 2, 20 and 21, as well as Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. We see that church described in these two places haven't been fulfilled yet. So we are, if we are, we mean business to the Lord,
right.
We are really eager for His coming back. You know, we really need to be built up. And so we can welcome him back. I would just want to add one more verse, especially several of us talking about mingling, right? But what does mingling really mean? And this is really related to also Ephesians 2 and 4. We need to be built up in oneness. And you know, in Book of John, starting chapter 14 to 17. We see this is a long, how many chapters we have from 14 to 17? Four chapters. This is a long, you know, speaking from the Lord. You cannot see from anywhere in the Bible, you know, the Lord speaks so long without stop, and that's the last his message to the disciples. And from 14 to 17, actually, and, you know, let me skip to 17. This almost the end of his speaking. And I would like to read to you John 17:11. Here the Lord says, "And I am no longer in the world, yet you are in the world. And I am coming to you, Holy Father. Keep them in your name, which you have given to me, given to me, that they may be one, even as we are." So we can be one, you know, just like the Father and the Lord. Okay, then I will continue on verse 22. They say, "And the glory which you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one, even as we are one." And the next, "I in them and you in me, that you may be perfect, they can may be perfected into one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them, even as you have loved me." So you see, this oneness of all the believer actually is the oneness of God, the God Father in God the Son, right? And all the God the Son in the God Father,
right.
And the Father and the Son are in us,
yeah.
And this is the genuine oneness,
yeah.
And this is the mingling.
Yes.
You know, we need, you know, every day we want to build up the church in oneness. We need to the Lord building up into us.
Amen.
And we will build into
the Triune God, then we will have to build up church through our daily living, mingling with the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for such a wonderful mingling.
Amen.
Oh, the mingling of God and man.
Amen.
Lord, continue to mingle yourself into us.
Amen.
Lord, we really want to be one with you.
Amen.
One with you as the Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, saturate our being.
Amen.
Lord, spread into our soul.
Amen.
Lord, really, we want to become the same as you are in life and nature.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, we really want to be participants in your building.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to just sit back.
Amen.
Lord, we don't want to just be in our comfort zone.
Amen.
Lord, but we want to disciple all the nations.
Amen.
Lord, that you are the Lord of this universe.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, even increase in each one of us.
Amen.
Lord, we would really be open to your speaking.
Amen.
Open to your leading.
Amen.
Lead us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for speaking to us.
Amen.
Thank you for touching our spirit.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, keep touching us every day, Lord.
Amen.
We want to enter with such, you can fill it out with your living.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your joy for the young people.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on all the young people that don't know you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, is a blessing to you for the others to see, Lord.
Amen.
Make us evangelists so we can go out and preach the gospel to all the nations.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, you don't want nobody perish but come to the full knowledge of you.
Yeah.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking to all of us this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for your speaking through the saints.
Yes.
Through the members of your body.
Amen.
Oh, we could be helped and we could have a way to go on.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for the greatest prophecy in the Bible.
Amen.
We'd like to give ourselves to build up your church.
Amen.
Oh, this is meaning that we would go out.
Amen.
We would go out with you to gain the people.
Amen.
Oh, we would also allow you to grow in us.
Amen.
Oh, to spread within our inward parts.
Amen.
Lord, do build up your church among us.
Amen.
Lord, that we will live a life that is well pleasing to you.
Amen.
Lord, that we will always be in the realm of life.
Amen.
Lord, not in the realm of death.
Amen.
Lord, your word says that the mindset of the flesh is death.
Amen.
The mindset of the spirit is life and peace.
Amen.
Lord, you desire your building in us.
Amen.
Have your way in us, dear Father.
Amen.
We also need that we remain in our mingled spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
A quick announcement. Miguel will get baptized today. So, after the meeting, right after the meeting. Miguel, a young person.
Oh, yeah, he was sixth grader last year.
He's the priest's daughter.
Oh, this year.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.